I don't think so.
Or instead of squat down, hunker down?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about this expression? Say somebody has been sick. You might say, well, so-and-so has been sick. He's up and around now, but he still looks a little...
peaked.
Yeah. What about a man who is very muscular, able to lift heavy weights? You say he's mighty...
strong.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word stout used in that sense? Mighty stout fellow. He can pick up a 200-pound sack of fertilizer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How would somebody be likely to say that? Like I did?
I think so. He's very stout.
Very stout. Uh-huh. Okay.
Of course, I've always thought of a stout person as being fat.
Yeah.
Can't
right.
say it.
Right. Rather than muscular.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about a man who is always has a smile on his face and always has something nice to say about people? You'd say he's very...
very happy.
Good-natured.
Yeah, good-natured, yes. Good-natured.
What about a boy? Sometimes when he reaches a certain age, is bad about tripping over things and knocking things over.
Just as clumsy as he can be.
Right, okay. What about, say, a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain...
kook.
Okay, all right. Anything else you might use there or have heard people use?
What, idiot or...
okay. He's just plain fool.
Yeah.
Is that a strong term? Is that pretty strong thing to say about somebody if you call them a fool?
Yes. My mother would not let us call anybody a fool, and I don't let my children call people fools. So.
Is there any kind of, have you ever heard the rationale for that, there being some kind of biblical injunction against calling somebody a fool?
This is the connection that I've always made.
Do you remember, does any passage come to mind?
That you should, thou fool, well, I don't remember right now.
But it is
This is, you know, back here.
Yeah, I see.
That we should not call people fools.
What about a man who has a lot of money, but he just likes to hang on to it, not spend any of it? You'd say he's a...
he's a miser.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
He's stingy.
Okay. What about a noun? He's just an old...
what about what?
What about a noun? He's just...
Oh, I thought you said an owl, no. And I couldn't imagine yeah. you bringing an owl.
Sorry.
I don't know what I'd call
it. Tightwad?
Yeah, a tightwad would be a good one, I guess.
What if I said this about a person? Oh, so-and-so is just as common as he can be. What would you take that to mean?
That, they didn't put on airs.
Just an average...
just, yeah.
Ordinary person?
Same today as he was yesterday. He'll be the same tomorrow.
Could that conceivably ever kind of carry a derogatory connotation, mean something bad about somebody, maybe a girl if you called her common?
It could. I wouldn't use it in that manner, though. I think I just...
ordinary, everyday.
Just an ordinary person. Uh-huh.
Okay. What about an older person, maybe in his 90s, who's still able to... take care of himself, maybe do his own cooking. You might say, well, I don't care how old old so-and-so is, he's still mighty...
sprite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Spry. I guess spry is what I should have said.
Okay. What about if the children are out late at night and mother is getting a little bit anxious? You might say that she doesn't feel easy about it, but she feels...
uneasy about it.
Or say if a child doesn't want to go up the stairs in the dark by himself, you would say that he's...
he's afraid of the dark.
Okay. Or talking about somebody who is afraid, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
she has been, or she will be afraid.
Or she used to.